What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Larry Mullins Podcast. I'm your host, Larry Mullins. I'm a dork. What's up, everybody? Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you've had a great week, weekend, day, evening, whenever you're listening to this. Thanks for tuning in. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you click that subscribe button and also leave a rating and write a kind review. It helps, folks. It helps. And of course, you know, if you're a Spotify person, just click that follow button. I appreciate the support, the few weekly listeners that I have listening to me ramble on about my weeks and pretty much recap. You know, I want to talk about last week's episode titled The Drawing Board. So basically, when I started this incarnation of my podcast, the Larry Mullins Podcast, I wanted to strictly focus on content creation because I do Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures with my cousin Gary. That's our food review channel on YouTube. And I wanted to focus on the videos that I film for that channel and as well focus on my own solo videos, which I haven't done in several months. I've been putting, as far as videos concerned, I've been putting all my effort into Gary Lair's Edible Adventures. And so I try to talk about some type of content creation every week. Got to take a sip of this sody really quick. Yeah, I called it a sody. What? Yeah, but, and my girlfriend even told me, you know, hey, even podcasting is content creation. So back to the episode, The Drawing Board, last week, I talked about potentially changing the name. I came up with Larry Talks, and I actually talked to Gary when we were recording our podcast together. By the way, Gary and I, for you fans, people listening who know of Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures on YouTube and you like our channel, Gary and I started our very own podcast together. It's called Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. That's right. Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. The name is corny, cheesy, and completely intentional. Look us up on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and also follow us on Instagram at Gary and Larry Pod. Okay, back to what I was talking about. I talked to him about the potential name change to Larry Talks for my solo podcast. And he's like, dude, just keep it the Larry Mullins Podcast. And I told him, I was like, I'm a little worried it's going to sound too much like yours. And he said, dude, it's your podcast. He's like, I don't think that. He's like, I think that's, it would be better if you just stick with that name. So the Larry Mullins Podcast will remain the name of this podcast. And I will continue to talk about the weekly videos I do for our YouTube channel. I've been kind of brainstorming ideas of what kind of solo video I could do. Like solo video. Now, Gary and I each do our own solo videos for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, but I'm talking like a solo video for my solo YouTube channel, which I originally mentioned on the podcast, which I also mentioned in the outro of this podcast, youtube.com/Larry Mullins. I'm sitting comfy at 174 subscribers and haven't uploaded a video in several months. But I had an idea doing something kind of different. I used to do vape reviews back in the day, but I thought about, you know, I'm not a huge hardcore gamer, but I've really been playing hardcore, I mean a lot. Not a lot, like staying up all night. And I tell you what, my video game playing does not get in the way of my relationship with my girlfriend. I know that's a problem for a lot of people and has been, and I report, you know, I love her, and me playing my video game doesn't get in the way of our relationship. Just saying. If any of y'all hearing this out there are in a similar situation where your significant other just lives on their video game console, that's not me. That used to be me, like in my early to mid 20s, but not anymore. I found one game, well, specifically the Resident Evil franchise of video games, but the newest game, Resident Evil Village, is just, it's an absolutely amazing game high replay value, normally what I would do is I'd like, oh, that game looks sick. I mean, I'd buy the game and I'd play it on the easiest difficulty and I'd finish the story, I'd beat the game, and then I wouldn't play it again. Well, I got into the habit of watching these walkthrough videos on YouTube. Call it cheating if you want, but I like to see how certain things are done. And I found a few guys that do these great videos, and I'm like, I play Resident Evil Village, I'm like, this game is awesome. The graphics are amazing. The story's great. It's creepy. Also action-packed. It's just a well-rounded, just amazing video game, in my opinion. And there's lots of collectibles you can get, and you know, achievements, or if you're a PlayStation guy or gal, they're trophies, and on Xbox, they're achievements, you know, for beating the game on casual, beating the game on standard. So when you start the game, I mean, I could do a whole episode based around Resident Evil Village, in my opinion. It's without a doubt my favorite video game right now. Or honestly, the best video game I've played in several years, without a doubt. And there's all kinds of collectibles and different achievements you can unlock. I'll go over a few of them, but I thought about potentially doing some kind of like video review of the video game, even though the video game has been out for a few months, just to do something different. I'd have to figure out how to get video of me playing the video game. I don't do Twitch or anything like that, but just because I know a lot about the game and I've learned a lot about the game from watching other people's videos and playing it several times myself. I think I've beat the game 7 or 8 times maybe, but here's the fun part about it. You know, there's, right when you first install the game, there's 3 difficulties. There's casual, standard, and hardcore. Casual, of course, is the easiest. Played through on casual, awesome. Played through on standard, awesome. And now what you can do is you can build points, and as you beat the game, you get and you complete certain challenges within the game, like, I don't know, defeat X amount of enemies with your pistol or with a hand grenade, or you get these things called completion points. You can go into a bonus content shop, and you can buy infinite ammo for weapons, and you can buy more powerful weapons to make it easier for you to do the harder difficulties. So, and once you beat the game once on any difficulty, it unlocks the 4th and final difficulty called Village of Shadows. And I just recently beat Village of Shadows, and it was a doozy. It was a doozy. I mean, I might do a video just talking about the challenges of the Village of Shadows difficulty in itself. I don't know yet, but that was just an idea I had for a solo video. But I love Resident Evil Village. It's an absolutely amazing game. Girlfriend and I had a great weekend, a relaxing weekend. Her, myself, and her mom went to favorite winery, had some wine slushies. What else did we do? Had lunch at Mexican. We're just going to call it Mexican. There's this one Mexican spot we always go to. It's delicious food, great service. What else? Let's see. She always says, let's see. It was a relaxing weekend. I may sound like an old guy, but like we watch our comfort TV. There's a few shows that we just watch together over and over, but they're normally just like on in the background while we just sit and stare at each other, or we each dink and do our own thing, but we're in the presence of each other and touching each other and stuff. But we relaxed, and I ended up staying through the week. So I had extra days here. Did I mention that on last week's episode? I just had a total brain fart. I can't remember, but I've had extra time with her, which is great. And we had a great time at the winery. We had a great time having lunch. And this episode comes out Friday. And this weekend, there may be some painting. Gary and I we'll resume filming for Gary and Larry's Idle Adventures the weekend after Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. So if you're listening to this now, Labor Day weekend, Saturday the 4th of September, my niece is getting married. So my girlfriend and I are going to that. She bought a really cute dress and nice shoes. She looks amazing in it. The old dress clothes I have do not fit, at least the pants, because, well, since we started the channel, I've gained weight. I'm at a healthy weight now. But I'm really looking forward to bringing her to my niece's wedding and having her meet my niece and having her meet my nephew and as well as my sister and my brother-in-law. So all that's left of my family for her to meet, and I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to go to a wedding with her. That's going to be really fun. I just literally love doing everything with her. Even just sitting next to each other on the couch. Just sitting with each other, looking at each other, whatever, just being in each other's presence. It's just absolutely amazing. And yeah, I just wanted this to be a quick one and say, hey, if you listened to my last episode, I am not going to change my podcast name. It is going to stay The Larry Mullins Podcast. I'm going to continue to recap my week and weekends, talk about the videos I do for the Edible Adventures, and talk about ideas I may have for videos for my solo YouTube channel. And speaking of the Edible Adventures, also almost forgot, I recorded at this place called The Breakfast Cafe, right outside of Ocean City, but it is technically Ocean City. It's a really small place, about 10 to 12 tables inside, and I had, guess what, French toast. But great service, and the food was absolutely delicious. And girlfriend and I didn't walk because by the time we got there, it was so hot. So we just filmed my video, enjoyed breakfast together, picked up a few groceries at Walmart, headed back and relaxed and watched more comfort TV. I mean, everything is just so, I'm so fulfilled and I'm so complete. I literally have never been happier. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of The Larry Mullins Podcast.